All right, post-race with 1990 125 Supercross champion, 90s moto legend, Denny Stephenson. Denny, there will be no Elito hashtags. He absolutely killed it.
He crushed it tonight. He rode his ass off. He was probably the only rider on a very simple track. It was dry and slick, basically one groove around the whole track, and he was one of the few that was able to move people out of the way, and he was crushing that whoop section. And this is the Eli Tomac that we all know and appreciate and think can beat anybody at any time, and no Elito Mac this week.
Easy track, simple track, although some guys were tripling in that one rhythm.
It really didn't seem that fast in the heat race. You know, a lot of guys were trying different rhythms because they were trying anything to make up time and pass. But when you actually got to the end, over the end of the corner, it really didn't seem to make up much time. But the way Eli was charging it in that main, he was able to make up some time that other riders were trying to do the same thing, weren't able to make up that time.
Yeah, Marv was sprinting away, and I'm like, okay, Eli's in second. I'm like, he'll get him. But, dude, before I knew it, he was all over him. Like, he just, like, it was, I was like, really? Like took, like, maybe a lap after I said that before he was on him.
Yeah, I think one of the guys that, one of my buddies I was sitting with said the same thing. I think all of a sudden he dropped, like, a second and a half, 2 seconds just immediately. And that, again, is Eli Tomac, who could win all the rest of the races. But then you got Cooper Webb managing it perfectly.
If you're Marv, you can't let Coop get you late in the race.
Absolutely not. And I was shocked by that too, I think. And then my buddy all said it. All now a sudden, Coop's catching him by a second and a half a lap. And it's been real weird with the way Marv's kind of handled these last few rounds. Marv has ridden outside his comfort zone, and I think that was the worst thing he could have done. Because he's better when Marv is the precise Frenchman, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And AC, 250 class, rode wet, rode great. I was worried that he was going to push it on Mosman and make a mistake because, you know, hard to pass, easy track. I'm like, hey, just take your time.
He learns a lot. I think you can see a lot of Nick Way. Nick's a really smart rider and obviously a coach of his. And I actually had Frandis winning this weekend. I thought he could put 2-2 together. And I think he might have had a shot had he got out front with a start. But Adam rode really well, smart. And Mosman rode good. I was surprised that he fell at the end and kind of fell towards the back. And you know what the greatest thing about AC is his post-race interview. And he brings up Mosman and gives, like, what a great young rider. I mean, he's a great ambassador for the sport. And he crushed it again tonight.
Hey, we did the PulpMex Racer X Live podcast last night. You came on the show, big hit, people loved it, told some stories, fun time.
It was awesome. Thank you for the invite. You know, I saw that it was coming up and I was going to come out this weekend for the race, and so
Will was like, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I didn't hear that because I couldn't really hear the side show and stuff. And my buddies were like, I think Budman even said it, and my buddy Bill were like, yeah, Will said, no, I'll bring another chair out. I want to hear the stories, which is cool because I have a big, loud respect for Will and his brother Tommy and coming from the Midwest and making stuff happen. So and now he's crushing it with Star as a team manager. So thank you for having me. And I really didn't know how we were going to go things, but I heard some F-bombs being dropped and some crazy, dirty stories. I'm like, I can roll with those stories.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
I was good with that. Right. So it worked out well, and thanks again for having me.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.